You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. Music of the Star. Graduation day, the beginning of summer. And along the way, some things got lost, too.
Graduation day, graduation day. places far beyond today. We'll always hear the distant song of our beloved graduation day. The tassels turn, the caps take flight. Future waits beyond the gate, but in our hearts these cherished years will never fade, will never age. Graduation day. Forever in our memories.
Sorrow all Very few people knew Frank Sinatra. You knew him well, and both of you were close. And you did something extraordinary, which was launched in 2001, and you've given a generation of children an incredible opportunity to affect society positively, and that's by founding the Frank Sinatra School of Arts in Astoria. Could you share?
Thank you.
Could you tell me, Tony, why did you found this incredible school, again, that has benefited so many, and a lot of us in society are benefiting as a result of this? And could you share a funny story of Frank, of you and Frank Sinatra?
Well, just knowing him is funny. No, my wife is a wonderful, was at that time a wonderful teacher. And we decided to start a school in my hometown. And it became so successful. It's a high school to get children ready for college, but with the accent on art, on creativity. And the work that they're doing is so unbelievable that it's amazing. And as a result of that one school, we now have 30 schools in America that do the same thing in different cities.
Most gracious. This next song is quite personal to me, and I think it is to you. I'd like to take just a minute or two to tell you why it's a personal song to me and should be to you. It's a song about this great, big, wonderful, imperfect country. We live in it. I say imperfect because if it were perfect, it wouldn't be any fun trying to fix it, trying to make it work better, trying to make sure that everybody gets a fair shake and then some. My country is personal to me because my father, who wasn't born here, rest his soul, he made sure that I was born here. And he used to tell me when I was a kid that America was a land of dreams and a dreamland. Well, I don't know if our country fulfilled all of his dreams while he was alive, but tonight with all of us together for this hour, it sure fulfills my dreams. And to all of you in the country and all of you watching tonight, here's a song about a place we call home. Probably the greatest nation ever to be put on this earth. What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see? A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a father, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America. I work in the worker by my side, the little town
or village where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand or the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, and the dream that's been a growing for about 200 years. The place I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people.
On time, graduating with your classmates in this Tony Bennett Concert Hall, I have one word for you: victory! I am so proud of you. Each and every one of you have worked very hard to get here. You had the determination, the discipline, and the dedication to be here on this day. And one thing I want you to remember is that you are always and always will be a part of the Frank Sinatra family. I am a phone call away or email away. And the faculty and staff and the rest of the administration feel the same way. Congratulations. I would like to call our principal to the podium, Mr. Gideon Frankel.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let's hear it for these graduates. And we know that they wouldn't be here without an amazing faculty and staff that we have. I would like our faculty to please stand up. Thank you. And we know that they definitely would not be sitting here without their parents. Parents, please stand up. And behind the scenes, we have some wonderful supporters that make this all possible. Sherry Walsh and her team at Exploring the Arts, thank you for being here today. We have our state senator, Michael Gianaris. Thank you for being here today. We want to give thanks to our Queens High School superintendent team, Elaine Lindsay, and Deputy Superintendent Letitia Panero. And of course, our beloved Tony Bennett and Susan Benedetto, who would be here today, but they're in London because at the age of 92, he's performing in London. So here's to Tony.
To each other's arms where we belong, clinging together, I'm certain we'll weather the warm and stormy, gay and impatient.
We have a tradition here at Sinatra of starting off the festivities by doing a little bragging. So on behalf of our students, it is my honor to report to you that as a collective class, these graduates have completed more than 10,000 hours of community service, been awarded more than $17 million in scholarships and grants for college.
Journey through the impatient years to each other's arms where we belong, clinging together, I'm certain we.
Music of the Stars at the end of May. Happy summer, everybody.
The summer morning sky where lake winds proudly blow. The bands strike up in Racine Town and red, white, blue hearts glow. From Main Street down to Monument Square, the cheering crowds all say,
God bless this land of liberty on Independence Day. Wave the flag forever high, hear the trumpets proudly play. Racine's marching strong and free on this grand 4th of July. 250 years of dreams from sea to shining shore. America, we sing your praise and love you even more.
The veterans march with steady pride, their medals gleam in sun, while children laugh and grab the candy and everyone joins in the fun. The drums roll loud, the fire trucks shine, the old parade rolls on.
A living thread through history since generations gone. Wave the flag forever high, hear the trumpets proudly play. Racine's marching strong and free on this grand 4th of July. 250 years
Gettysburg, from Normandy to space. The spirit of this nation shines in every smiling face. And by the shores of Michigan, where freedom's banners fly,
Racine salutes the USA beneath the fireworks sky.
So raise your voices, young and old, let every bell be rung, for liberty still lights the way and keeps our country strong.
Through every trial we have stood tall, united hand in hand. 250 glorious years across this mighty land. Wave the flag forever high, let the stars and stripes unfurl. Racine proudly leads the way as freedom lights the world. 250 years of hope and still our hearts restore. America's sweet liberty will march forevermore. Stars and stripes unfurl. Racine proudly leads the way as freedom lights the world. 250 years of hope and still our hearts restore. America's sweet liberty
will march forward.
Music of the Stars.
Across the old familiar lawn, the classroom windows catch the light the way they have since we were young. The bell still hangs above the hall, the oak trees sway beside the way, and every step recalls it all on this unforgettable day. Graduation day, graduation day. How the years have flown away. Friends and laughter, hopes and dreams, they once seemed, though we're bound for different roads. And
Faculty, alumni, graduates, families, my fellow honorands, Justice Department spies, and that Uber Eats driver delivering mimosas. As I look upon this gathering of tomorrow's greatest minds, I'm confident saying there is no less flattering outfit than the cap and gown. We all look like the potions professor at Hogwarts. Up here on stage, it feels like an AA meeting for druids. I want to thank President Garber for his incredible stewardship of this graduating class. Fantastic job, sir. Really nice. Really nice. Normally I would give you an A+, but in keeping with upcoming Harvard policy, I'm adjusting your grade to a C-. Trust me, it's for the good of the school. I will keep my remarks brief because MIT's graduation is also today, and I want to give you a 15-minute head start on your job hunt. Those nerds down the river won't know what hit them. Also, just a quick announcement after the ceremony. Tequila shots are on me at the Porcelain Club. Yeah. Yeah. You're all invited. Just force your way inside and tell them Conan sent you. They're an understanding bunch.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day at the senior prom. We danced till 3, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day. Though we live in sorrow, can face tomorrow, knowing we'll never walk alone when the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind. Sorrow, all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow.
As I stand here, I'm flooded with so many rich memories of this campus, and especially of my dear beloved Mather House. Yeah. Yeah, that's enough. Mather was named after former Harvard president Increase Mather, who was an infamous figure in the Salem witch trials. And if any of you spent more than an hour in Mather House, you know the witches got the last laugh.
a hush will fall, the footsteps of us all will echo down the hall and disappear. But as we sadly start our journeys far apart,
a part of every heart will linger here in the sacred halls of ivy, where we've lived and learned to know that through the years we'll see you in the sweet.
Tear it down, start again. All right, here we go. Of course, we all make jokes about our school, but Harvard is still our nation's oldest and most renowned seat of higher learning. And today, you are the 375th graduating class. Yes. Did you know that the first graduating class in 1642 had only 9 students? Yeah. And somehow, even they were all legacies. That's hard to do. No university in our nation has produced more Nobel laureates or white-collar criminals. So whether you choose good or evil, know that you are among the very best.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the world. Goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me. Good night.
Conan O'Brien at Harvard just a couple of days ago. I wish we had more time. Maybe someday we will. But then again, we're on podcast. Check it out. civicmedia.us. Scroll down.
Over and over, I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is a flame, heaven is in my possession. For you are my magnificent obsession.
obsession.
This is the Music of the Stars. Thank you for being part of our program. You're my favorite radio family, you are. Because you get it. Thanks for being here. Keep your dreams alive.
You are everything and more to me, as my kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is for you are my magnificent obsession.
And reach for the stars.
You're my magnificent obsession.
Graduation day. So this five-hour show kind of is personal to a lot of us, I guess. Chances that we missed. And others that came back. Until next week then, right? Enough philosophizing. You got your own thoughts on that, and I guess we all do. Until next week, I'm Lou Vergani, your host, The Music of the Stars, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.